With Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Well, a pair of custom Nike sneakers designed for the former US President Barack Obama. Not Trumpy. I don't know if he had any special sneakers dud for him. But anyway, yes, former Obama sneakers are expected to fetch records amounts when they go up for auction.
Yes, they would.
The Nike Hyperdunks with the presidential seal on the tongue are expected to go for, they reckon, about $25,000 US. So that's Australia, about $32,000.
Yep.
They're only one of two pairs in existence made customised for the 44th president of the US.
You got two pairs.
Well, I think they made one. They gave him one.
Right.
Possibly. So these are the Nike ones.
Oh, so he's still got the pair.
I think he's probably still got his.
Like, you wouldn't give that away, would you?
I don't know. You wouldn't
anyway,
think so.
You're getting one of the two pairs.
$32,000 for a pair of Nikes. They're almost as overpriced as most of the Adidas Yeezys, I would have thought.
Almost.
Almost.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
We're just talking tennis. There was a heckler.
Oh, God, it was funny if you watched the Nadal match last night.
No, I missed it. I saw the stories, though. What was she doing?
She was just yelling abuse at him randomly.
At Nadal, yeah.
And so, he was laughing. But the game stopped. It was about a good 10 minutes.
They kicked her out, didn't they?
It took a long time. I've never heard the crowd so noisy at a tennis match. They were all yelling at her to get out.
Was she just randomly trying to make a point?
I think she was drunk. I think she was just yelling. She obviously didn't like him and just was just telling everyone about it. She was there by herself.
Really? Wow.
She's just giving him the finger.
On her own, drunk and abusive at a tennis match. What
is he, number three?
Yeah. What an interesting point. I mean, maybe, I don't know, perhaps she was in a relationship with him once.
Oh. I doubt it, but with Nadal.
Well, I don't know. It's just interesting that someone would care that much to get up and make that much of a spectacle.
I think she'd had a few too many.
That's it. She was just not
a fan. She
needed
to go home.
That's that. Where were her friends?
Oh,
that's what
God.
I
well,
know.
If she acts like that, she probably doesn't have any.
Probably not. Anyway.
It was funny, though.
So we're potentially going to get a new traffic bridge. Everyone's talking about Britain. I mean, this is election territory,
Marky
people.
Mark.
Welcome to it. Well, Zach Kirkup said he had plans for it that he's going to reveal tomorrow, but then Mark McGowan swooped in and said Labor have committed $55 million.
I just love it. I love that, like, on the same day that Zach is announcing, green energy.
Yeah, well, they're trying to get rid of coal by 2025.
Mark's like, that's it. I'm going to your hometown or your electorate, whatever you call it, and I'm announcing this massive bridge, so take that.
Yeah. Look, I mean, obviously, it's still somewhat – you can't take the competitive out,
no.
Can you? Some saying I can't believe, you know, that money's being spent on advertising.
Yeah.
Given the way things are going, you know, for some.
Yeah.
It seems, you know, not wanting to lean it any way or the other, but I think, you know.
Well, you just never know, do you?
No,
like,
I suppose
people
you don't.
Say what they, you know, they will say that they like McGowan, but then last minute, you never know.
Well, his popularity, the polls, is high for sure.
Yep.
But I guess we'll all have to wait and see. Sunday, March 13 is when we go to the polls, by the way, and you can do it early if you want to. You can do the postal vote if you want to organise that. Speaking of politics, Pete Evans has announced he's running for the Senate.
Oh, of course he is.
Standing with the Great Australia Party.
Great Australia Party.
Which, if you're not familiar, is run by former One Nation Senator Rod Cullerton.
Okay.
Yeah. The small party lists policies related to tax reform, the elimination of local councils and the abolition of the Reserve Bank, as well as a love of meat-based diets. I may have made that bit up. Why is Pete Evans getting into politics?
I don't know.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
Good luck to him.
Look, maybe it'll work. Perhaps he's found his... Maybe he'll find a crowd. I don't know.
He probably will.
We'll watch with interest. Yep. And goodness, you imagine what he's going to be like in the Senate. Who knows? Who knows? It's a time to think about these things.
Look,
anything
can happen.
Anything
Trump was the president.
Well, that's it. Exactly right. You can't rule anything out. And obviously, it looks like we'll find out today about back onto somewhat safer territory, masks. We'll find out if masks become an optional extra on Sunday. So they reckon it'll be based on today's results. That they will make the announcement today about what will happen Sunday based on today. So they're going to get the results in, the latest results in for today, and then make the call.
Fingers crossed. It's looking good.
Yes, exactly. Mm. And then after that point, it'll be a matter of choice.
Yes. I don't know how many people would choose to do that, but
I guess we'll find out.
Nikki and Demello's three things you need to know.
All right, if it all goes well, we'll be able to take off our masks Sunday.
Yay!
Which is also the most romantic day of the year.
How romantic
is that?
The day
of unmasking.
Yeah.
What's that? That's the stripper.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll stop.
All right. If you say so.
Probably my dancing isn't helping that.
No,
to
it's
sell
not.
That. Anyway, we'll move on. Today's also Kong Hei Fat Choi.
Is it just?
Chinese New Year. It is the first day of the new lunar calendar. 2021.
Let's just start it from here. 2021 starts today.
We're about to unmask. It's all coming together. Let's go with that. And, you know, we reckon we go nuts on Australia Day. Today sees more fireworks burned around the world than any other day of the year.
Really?
Yes. Well, you think
what about New Year's Eve for everybody else?
No. Well, you think about how many people there are in China.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. And, like, every single one of them has at least 100 bits of fireworks they're probably letting off today. They let the kids go with the crackers and stuff, so.
Crazy. Yeah, I know.
Well, like we used to back in the day. Not that long ago. Anyway, be safe with fireworks.
Yes.
And today is Darwin Day. Not anything to do with the Northern Territory.
Charles.
Celebrating the legendary man. Charles Darwin, who was born on this day, 1809.
Wow, we've been talking about him a lot lately. What was
not a lot, twice.
The other day.
We just mentioned the fact.
I know, but that's twice.
Twice in a week. I mean,
twice in a week, more than what we've mentioned him ever.
Do you not think about Charles Darwin every day? I mean, come
daily.
On
yeah.
No, we just mentioned yesterday that he came up with pros and cons about marriage.
Right.
If you recall.
Yes.
Marrying
your cousin.
Married his cousin, which I'm not sure if that was in the pro or con category, but he seemed to be happily married.
Yeah.
Anyway, the man that was all about genetic diversity, ironically.
Larry's his cousin.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news that we got heavily discounted out the back of a van, Nikki Parkinson.
It's legit, though.
It's quality,
we promise.
Though. Definitely quality.
The 2021 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees have been announced with Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, LL Cool J, Chaka Khan, Tina Turner, and Dionne Warwick all making the list.
The rock and roll definition is kind of loose, isn't it?
It is. This would be Tina Turner's second induction if she does, in fact, make the cut.
Okay.
First as a solo artist because she's already in there with her ex-husband Ike Turner.
Okay.
Chaka Khan has been nominated 7 times now and LL Cool J's 6. Whilst Jay-Z gets his first nomination this year in his first year of eligibility because you have to wait 25 years your first commercial recording has been released.
Right.
Other artists that have been nominated include Kate Bush, Devo, Foo Fighters, Iron Maiden and Rage Against the Machine.
It's probably Kate Bush's turn.
Perhaps. We'll have to wait and see.
All right.
Hustler magazine founder Larry Flint has passed away aged 78. Mm. Family sources say the mogul passed away yesterday in LA from heart failure. He launched the adult magazine Hustler in 1974, which brought him fame and fortune along with countless legal issues, many of which were in the Oscar-nominated film of 1996, The People versus Larry Flint, which starred Woody Harrelson, Courtney Love and Edward Norton. He has been confined to a gold-plated wheelchair since 1978 after he was shot in a murder attempt by a serial killer, which left him paralysed from the waist down.
Tough life.
Crazy, crazy life.
Crazy life. You're right there.
Just in time for Valentine's Day, Taylor Swift is giving her fans the love story they've all been waiting for. She appeared on Good Morning America yesterday to announce that she's dropping the new rendition of her song, Love Story, today, just in time for Valentine's Day.
I'm so excited to share with you that tonight at midnight, I'll be putting out my version of my song, Love Story, which was originally on my album, Fearless. I've now finished re-recording all of Fearless, which will be coming out soon. My version of Fearless will have 26 songs on it.
Okay, so this is her, the stuff that's not sort of currently Scooter McGavin's. Not Scooter McGavin. What's his name?
Scooter Braun.
Scooter Braun. I'd call him Scooter McGavin.
Okay. yes, of course. Scooter Braun and Big Machine Records famously bought out her entire music catalogue from her label without her consent.
And so she's re-recording all that stuff.
So, yeah, she's re-recording 5 albums now to own all of her own music.
Nikki and Demello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.